Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
CBS did exactly what everybody wanted the last couple of years of the selection show. They got right to it. Didn't mess around. It wasn't talking about it for 2 hours and unveiling the brackets. They just got right to it. They took a commercial after each region, and that was that. That was the best way to do it. Although I did miss the instant Charles Barkley analysis where he decides to just pick a team and say,
this team, that I think they're going to win because they, you know, they generally do win a game occasionally. And this player, I've seen him. He's good.
And it was just like nothing there. And I did miss that. But this was the best selection show I can remember in a long time.
This is
so
quick.
Hats off to
bang,
them.
Bang,
that was
bang,
awesome.
Bang, bang. Yes.
That's everybody wanted it that way. Jerry Recco is here with us. He's got an update. Good morning, Jerry.
Hey, morning, guys. Brought to you by Winters Brothers Waste Systems, Long Island's number one choice for all your waste collection and recycling needs. Visit winnersbros.com. NCAA tournament indeed opens tomorrow night in Dayton with the first two play-in games. It'll be FDU and Prairie View A&M, followed by Temple and Belmont. Wednesday night, you've got St. John's and Arizona State. That's the late game. It follows North Dakota State and NC Central. Here is Mustafa Heron. Does not care that they are playing Wednesday evening.
I think you appreciate it all. I mean, I definitely appreciate it all the same way. I mean, it's another chance to play basketball in March. So I appreciate it. And we ready to go out and compete.
Yeah, good for him, man. That's the way it should be.
Yep.
Right?
I mean, win the game in advance.
Let's go. This is what you shoot for. You got an opportunity and go make it happen.
And here was Justin Simon. He says, Coach had us all set for this.
Yeah, he had already talked to us in practice. He had a good feeling we were going to make the tournament. He's real confident. He's a confident coach, and he's confident in us, gives us confidence.
A lot of confidence going
into
the tournament. Bingo, yes. So we won't see Minko for a few more days for sure. Maybe the whole week. The one seeds for the tournament, Gonzaga, Duke, Virginia, and North Carolina. The Tar Heels play Iona Friday night. The other locals that we have, Yale plays LSU Thursday afternoon. Thursday night, Seton Hall takes on Wofford, and Syracuse plays Baylor. Hofstra out. They go to the NIT. They will play NC State tomorrow night. All right, to the basketball, NBA, that is, Nets and Clippers, and the Nets were not looking good in the fourth quarter. They were down by 10 points, and I mean late. And then all of a sudden, they came storming back to where in the closing seconds, they got it even.
Corner it goes, deadly a three. No good at air ball. Nets have it. They're down two. 10 seconds to go. Russell front court. Finds Allen right at the rim, and a two-hand slam ties the game with 5 seconds to go.
So from with 102 to go down 10, they get the game even. The problem is L.A. had one final possession.
Beverly inbound, gets it in Gallinari. Final seconds. Game tied. Williams straight on. Deep three. Good! At the buzzer!
I mean, it's ridiculous, too.
How about
if you
that
see the
shot?
Replay,
that,
just
that shot
ridiculous.
Was ridiculous. It was. And so we were talking last week after the Nets. Let's see. They lost to Oklahoma City, right? They beat Detroit, and then they lost to Oklahoma City. And we were talking about how the final part of their schedule is just unbelievable how difficult it is. They have now lost three in a row at the beginning of that schedule.
Yep.
And now they have to go. They have to go to Sacramento. Then they got the Lakers.
They'll win the next two.
You think they'll win the next two?
They
gotta win
the next two. If they went 2-5 on this trip, I thought they would have done okay.
I think they'll win that. The Lakers are a mess, and I know Jerry will get to that game in a little bit, but the Lakers are a mess. And Sacramento's a good team. There's no doubt about it. I mean, they overachieved this year, but the Nets, they played Oklahoma City tough for most of the game. Then it got out of control, what we talked about with the two stars taking over. This game...
They had a chance.
Right. You had a shot. So it's not like they're getting blown out. They're not competitive.
Well, they didn't have a chance against Utah, though.
All right.
I mean, Utah just basically schooled them.
Yeah, I went over
20.
Yeah, I went over that one strategically. So I think that you've got two opportunities here for the Nets to win some games at Sacramento, at LA, and I think they'll do it.
That would have been a good game to steal.
You know what I don't understand? I don't understand. So you play the Clippers. Why don't you play the Lakers next as opposed to going all the way up to Sacramento and then having to come back down to play the Lakers?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I mean,
it's obviously you got to have, you know, the Clippers and the Lakers, the same building. One's, you know, on a road trip.
I think that scheduling's easy.
And then right after that, they have Portland and then the 76ers on the road. And then essentially, you know, it's Boston, Milwaukee, Toronto, Milwaukee, Indiana, and Miami. I'm telling you, this schedule is brutal.
Yeah, you want to see them just...
No, I don't want to see
them
do
it.
I like Kenny Atkinson. I like Sean Marks.
No,
I'd like to see them win, but I'm just saying.
You're rooting for misery.
Without a doubt, I agree with Jerry.
I am not
you
rooting
want
for
to
misery.
See them get wiped off the. You want to see them miss the playoffs.
I want to see the Knicks get wiped off the face of the earth right now because, you know, yesterday they win. The good news is that Phoenix won also. So the Knicks still are 14-56. Phoenix and Cleveland are basically essentially tied at 17-54. So just keep that little pad right there. We're fine. We're doing a good job.
Yep, it's perfect.
Just got to stay in that top three. Now, the problem is that Chicago has lost five in a row. And yeah, Chicago is 19-52. So they
Knicks have 14 wins, though. They're not making up five games in 12.
You never know, man. You never know. This is crazy.
No,
this is where the Knicks turn it on lately. You know, remember last year? Was it last year when they had to lose to Minnesota at Minnesota or something like that, and then they won?
Well, last year they were good in the beginning of the year, and then that's what hurt them towards the end of the year. But
by the way, is Carmelo done?
Yeah.
No one wants him.
Yeah, we've talked about
it. No, he's done. So he's retired?
No, he is not retired. But unless someone signs him, he will stay retired.
Okay.
Or at least out of the league. Lakers, by the way, are 31-39 with that loss to the Knicks on Sunday, and that is the worst 70-game record for LeBron since, I believe, it's 03-04.
Yeah, but doesn't he have, like, a team that he's playing with? Although, you know, my man Clyde took it to LeBron a little bit yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I agreed with him.
He, like, was removed himself from the team. Pouting, doesn't want to get into the team huddle to discuss what's going on because he knows what's going to go on. I'm going to take the ball, do whatever I want with it. I mean, it's really ugly, man. It is ugly.
Yeah, I mean, that. I was thinking, is that the low point of LeBron's career?
Wasn't he blocked on the previous possession, too?
Yeah, well, not like that, though.
No, it was pinned against the glass. Right. It was borderline goaltending, I think. But he had a couple of looks late in this game.
But I was thinking, like, so the Knicks work. Now, they were the 13-win Knicks.
Now the 14-win Knicks.
Right, but the 13-win Knicks, LeBron James, with a chance to win the game, down one, gets stuffed by Mario Hezonja. That's in at least the top three worst moments of his career.
It has to be. What's weird Mario is that he's shooting it coming down, which is weird.
The thing about Mario Hezonja is going to take this forward now. And he believes that this could
catalyst.
Be the impetus, like, yeah, the catalyst for
to
his
what?
Well, his career moving forward. That's a big moment
for
that young
him,
man.
That's fine, but
that's
for the
awesome.
Team, I mean, it's over.
I mean, who would have thought? 31-39 Lakers.
And how about this? How about the Garden's packed?
Yeah,
every game.
Of course,
the Garden
yeah.
is packed, and you're not allowed to wear Ban Dolan t-shirts.
Oh, is that true? They'll kick you out, I guess?
Yeah, yes, they'll, that's right. they'll confiscate the t-shirts.
I guess they didn't have a chant, though. I was waiting for that. A sell the team chant for everybody in the Garden, but there's not enough Knicks fans that actually go to the Garden for that to even start.
That's
so
true. Anyway, Emmanuel Mudiay had two free throws late for the win. He finished with 28 points. Yep. Here was LeBron, who basically says we blew it.
We had our chances. I mean, listen, we haven't played well versus a lot of teams. Teams that's been under 500, teams that's been over 500.
Yep, and the Knicks probably the worst of the bunch there at 14-56. Elsewhere, Rockets beat the T-Wolves 117-102. Chris Paul had 25. You mentioned the Kings playing the Nets coming up. Kings beat the Bulls 129-102. And then you had the Sixers over the Bucks 131-125. Joel Embiid, 40 points, 15 rebounds. Giannis Antetokounmpo in the loss, 52 points, 16 boards. Here was Embiid getting into playoff mode.
We're going to be ready. We are ready, and we got so much more to do.
Well, they certainly seemed ready yesterday. Here was Giannis. His great atmosphere came up short.
Every game is going to be like tonight. You got to get some stops. You got to make shots, and we didn't do that tonight.
And so they will finish things out, and it's on to the postseason. Meantime, the Miami Dolphins signing Ryan Fitzpatrick. To a 2-year contract.
That's his eighth team. That's his eighth team, man. And everybody,
he's never been there before?
No. And everybody is assuming that, you know, they're tanking for Tua.
Oh, assuming?
Opposed to drafting a quarterback. They still could draft a quarterback this year.
I think they'll win 10 games and go to the playoffs.
Whoa, 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 Fitzpatrick. You know.
Okay. Good for him. You talk about resiliency. How much money has he made?
I don't know. This deal's worth, I saw, $7 or $8 million, but he could make an additional 12.
So it was either him or Teddy Bridgewater.
Well, yep. Bridgewater wanted to stay in New Orleans, though.
Yeah, and he did.
Right.
Yep. So, I mean, this at least will be exciting because he's just a circus. He's either throwing
Bridgewater or Fitzpatrick.
No, Fitzpatrick. Yes. It'll be exciting for Dolphins.
1 week, 5 touchdowns. Next week, 5 interceptions.
How about one half, 5 touchdowns? That too. Second half, 5 interceptions.
He did that in Tampa a couple of times.
Hey, you know what? Give him his due, man. He's resilient.
I think it's great.
Guy just hangs around.
He's resilient. Spring baseball, Nationals beat the Mets 10-5 in the loss. Home runs for Michael Conforto and for, Pete Alonso.
2-2. Alonso, it's a high fly ball deep to right. It's tailing toward the corner, and that ball is gone. It slips over the fence down near the right field line, and Pete Alonso goes to the opposite field, hitting a tailing two-run homer.
There you go. Oppo for Alonso. That's Wayne Randazzo on WCBS 880. Here was Mickey Callaway. He was asked, is Alonso outside the best 25 this spring? And the answer is pretty good.
At this point, no. Plain and simple. You know, I think that obviously we still do have a week and a half left, but he's done a great job.
So he's boxing the Broadster in a corner as well.
Yep. He's got to be on the team. He just has to be.
It'd be interesting. Mets will play the Nationals again this afternoon. Tonight, the Yankees face the Braves. Masahiro Tanaka, the start. Sunday, Yankees beat the Orioles 5-3. Miguel Andujar and Luke Voit homered in that game. And then a second Yankee team beat the Phillies 7-3. Guess who homered there?
Pitch is swung on. And hit the deep left field. And that ball is going to go. It is gone. Now, Greg Bird hits one to left center field and out. And it's a 3-2 ball game.
So Voit homers in one game, Bird homers in the other. John Sterling with the call here on The Fan. Also homering in that game, Gleyber Torres and Troy Tulowitzki. And James Paxton, 4 1/3 innings of one-hit ball.
Felt really good. You know, all the pitches felt good. Ball was coming out well. Located pretty good.
And so everything's pretty, pretty good. What's not pretty good is Aaron Hicks is back. A second cortisone shot. He will not be ready for opening day. He will start the season on the injured list. And John Heyman is reporting that the Yankees offered free agent pitcher Gio Gonzalez a contract, but then also added they're far apart. So
it might happen, possibly.
Well, he didn't say that, but, I mean, he did say that they did offer him a contract, but that they're not close on agreeing. Islanders and Wild. Isles blow a 2-1 lead late and then wind up winning in overtime.
Brock with a 2-on-1 now. Right wing over the Minnesota line with Barzell going to the net. Feeds Barzell. Barzell bottom of the left circle. In front to Nelson. Open in the slot. Shoots and scores! Minnesota native Brock Nelson has won it in overtime as the Islanders beat the Wild 3-2.
And so they pull even again.
Yeah, that's when you know that you got things going your right way. You don't play very well. They did not play well yesterday at all. And this kid, Matthew Barzell, is something special. I'm telling you, he may be the best hockey player in the area right now.
Islanders wound up winning 3-2. Anders Lee scores his 27th, so they're tied with the Caps, first place in the division. Each team 91 points, 10 games remaining. The Avalanche blank the Devils 3-0. Flyers over the Penguins in overtime 2-1. And in golf, Rory McIlroy wins the Players Championship. Jim Furyk was in the clubhouse with the lead, and then McIlroy wound up winning over the final few holes.
Yeah, I watched some of that yesterday.
Look at you.
Yeah, there was so many. Well, there was incredible shots. It was like, everybody's like 14, 13 under. There was some big names up there. Rory, I got into that.
There was the one hole. Was it 16 where it showed McIlroy on a par 5? His drive was 387. And he had 176 to the hole. I mean, it's just absurd.
Yeah. Well, this
something like that.
I mean, the odds on him to win the Masters are going to be strong, meaning that he's going to be a favorite going in.
Oh,
the way he's playing, and that's the one that he hasn't gotten yet.
Yep.
This is his time.
I would just tell you, man, you know, one golf tournament doesn't mean anything.
But he's playing really, really well.
I know. And yesterday he was money, especially when he needed to be, you know, and that was towards the end. How about Jim Furyk, the run he made yesterday?
Yeah, that's what I said. In the clubhouse with the lead.
That was crazy.
So he could win the Masters.
Yeah, he could as well. Yes. All those guys are playing well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.